At the top of the news this Saturday evening, voting began today in Sierra Leone's first election since the departure of UN peacekeepers 20 months ago, a poll that will test whether the diamond-rich country can transfer power peacefully after years of conflict. Festus Tarawalia has this report.
The people of Sierra Leone are going to the polls on Saturday to elect a new president and members of parliament. There are seven presidential candidates in all. President Tijan Kaba is stepping down at the polls, having picked his deputy, Solomon Berewa, a renowned lawyer and former attorney general, as a candidate for the ruling Sierra Leone People's Party. The other frontrunners are the main opposition leader, Ernest Bai Koroma, of the All People's Congress Party, and Charles Magai, leader of one of the newest parties, the People's Movement for Democratic Change. This is the country's second election since the end of 11 years of civil war in 2002 and the first without the presence of UN troops. The head of the National Electoral Commission, Christiana Thorpe, has said that the polls are a test case for Sierra Leone and that she is sure it's going to go well. However, recent reports of intimidation and pre-election violence prompted the United Nations and its international partners to voice concern and to call on all concerned to avoid incitement and provocation in the country that is still recovering from the disastrous civil war. The Religious Leaders Council of Sierra Leone also called for peaceful and transparent elections. And in order to ensure mature and objective reporting on the elections, a media code was adopted by media houses in Sierra Leone, and several voter education exercises were held nationwide, including special sessions for religious and traditional leaders. For now, the situation is reportedly calm, and the biggest hope is that it will remain calm during the election and after the results are announced not later than 2 weeks after voting.